Hi, this is Dr. Mohammad Said, getting ready to go to report. Patient first name is Mohammad, M-O-H-A-M-M-A-D. Last name Khalid, K-H-A-L-I-D. Date of birth is 03-02-1962. Field examination date is 07-03-2025. Your next time chief complaint, colon K patient came today for annual physical exam and also complaining of high fasting blood glucose, comma, fatigue, and erectile dysfunction. Here, next line. Subject to colon patient stated that his fasting blood glucose is ranging from 140 to 180 milligram per DL. Sometimes it is also normal. And patient does not have any numbness or tingling of the upper lower extremities. However, he's feeling fatigued and has lost some weight. Otherwise, his appetite is unchanged. Here. Next time, patient also complained of erectile dysfunction on and off for past several months and has been taking some herbal medication with some relief. Here, next line, review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits of stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, comma, snoring. Here, next line, past medical history. It's significant for constipation. He's on Colace 100 milligram tablet once a day as needed. Next time, patient has a history of gastritis and he's on Famotidine 40 milligram once a day, along with a bland diet. The next time, patient has neuropathy and he's on gabapentin 300 milligram tablet, two tablets in the night time. The next time, patient has diabetes and he's on glimepiride 2 milligram tablet, two tablet in the morning and one tablet in the evening. Comma, NPH insulin 70-30, 40 units in the morning and 30 units in the evening. Along with the low carb diet, period next time patient has a history of hypertension and he's on lisinopril 5 milligram tablet once a day. Along with low salt diet, period next time patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia. And he's on thrombostatin 40 milligram once a day along with low fat diet. Period. Next line, allergies are none. Period. Next line, recent surgical history, none. Period. Next line, family history, father had diabetes mellitus. Period. Next line, rheumatic reviewed. Period. Next line, social history, patient is married, lives with his wife. He works a full-time job as machine operator. Period. Patient never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. His exercise mostly walking. Here, next line, nutrition is low carb diet. Here, next line, obstructive colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Here, next line, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Here, next line, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Here, next line, lungs are clear, bile iris is clear, and breathing. Here, next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowel sounds are active. Here, next line, extremities has no cap tenderness, edema, or tremor. Here, next line, neurological examination is intact. And patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Here, rectal examination is performed and posture is normal size. Here, next line, psychologically, patient appears stable and has normal effect. Here, next patient. Chaudhary, C-H-O-D-H-R-I, last name Kokar, K-H-O-K-H-A-R. Date of birth is 09-05-1956. Period examination date is 07, correction, examination date is 07-03-2025. Period next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today. They follow up on diabetes. Period next line, subject to colon, patient say that his blood sugars are stable. And he's on glimepiride 5 milligram tablet twice a day. And patient has a history of hypertension and he's on amlodipine, 2.5 milligram once a day. His blood pressure is more than 140/90 period. Next line, reward system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, correction, patient denied. Chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling, or calf swelling. Here, next line, obstructive colon. Heart examination has normal heart muscle talking murmurs. The next line is a clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is soft with all tenderness and bottom is active. The next line, extremities are remarkable. Next line, next patient, Skelly, K-E-L-L-Y, last name is Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S. Date of birth is 11-14-1972, clear examination date 07-03-2025. The next time she complained, colon patient came today. Did she complain of low back pain? Here, next line. Subject to colon patient said that low back pain is constant and is worse upon exertion, and the highest pain is 8 to 9 upon walking or bending down period. Patient had x-rays of the lumbar spine and cervical spine and the results were reviewed with the patient and her husband period. Next line. Patient also said that she is anxious due to pain. Period. Next line. A review of system colon patient denied. Headache, comma, double vision, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, vomiting, or leg swelling, or calf swelling, period, next line, obstructive colon. Heart examination has normal heart muscle without any murmur, period, next line, lungs are clear, bilaterally without any bleeding, period, next line, abdomen is soft, without any tenderness, period, next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals the tenderness of the soft tissues of the lumbar spine and forward flexion is painful at 45 degrees, period, late, tapering is most painful. Patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next patient. Lalita Ben, L-A-L-I-T-A-B-E-N, last name Patel, P-A-T-E-L. Date of birth is 03-01-1956. Period examination date is 07-03-2025. Period. Next time, chief complaint. Colon patient came today with the chief complaint of high blood sugar reading. Next, comma. Numbness and tingling of the lower extremities, comma, pain in the both feet and neck pain. The next line, subject to colon. Patient came to the visit, daughter-in-law stating that fasting blood glucose is ranging from 130 to 160 milligram per day, and her fasting blood test was reviewed and discussed in detail. And she has a high hemoglobin A1C. Period. Patient is advised on low carb diet and to start stretching exercises. Period. Next line. Patient has numbness and tingling of the lower extremities for past several months. And it is progressively getting worse. Period. Next line. Patient complained of pain in both feet, especially on the plantar surface of big toes, and patient noticed this pain for past 3 to 4 months, and the pain level is 5 or 6. It is relieved after resting period. Next line, patient has also complained of neck pain. It is worse during the daytime, and the pain level is less than 5. There is no radiation of pain to the upper extremities. Patient has no history of trauma. Here, next line. Review of system, colon patient denied. dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, comma, skin rashes or snoring period, next line. Lastly, the history is significant for iron deficiency, and she's on ferrosulfate, 325 milligram tablet once a day. Patient has a history of diabetes, and she's on lantus insulin, 35 units, subcutaneous injection once a day. And also metformin, 1000 milligram tablet, one tablet twice a day. Next time, patient has a history of hypertension, and she is on lisinopril, 10 milligram tablet, one tablet a day, along with low salt diet. Peter, next slide. Patient has a history of gastritis, and she is on omeprazole, 20 milligram tablet, once a day as needed. Peter, next slide. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on simvastatin, 5 milligram once a day, along with low salt diet. Peter, next slide. History patient. This is her son. And she does some stretching exercises. Period. Patient never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol. No hostility drug use. Period. Next line, objective colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. The next line, heart examination has novel heart sound without a murmur. The next line, lungs are clear. Bilateral without any wheezing. Here, next line. Abdomen is soft. Without any tenderness and balsams are active. The next line, extremities have no calf and is ready. Or tremors. Here, she has a callus on both the frontal surface of feet and the big toes. There is no open wounds. And pulses are bilaterally equal. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact, and patient is able to improve it with pain in the feet. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination revealed soft and tenderness of the soft tissue of the cervical spine and range of movement is slightly painful. Period. Next patient. Diet is Z-A-I-D, last name Raza, R-A-Z-A. Date of birth is 11-04-2006. Examination date is 07-03-2025. Here, next line, chief complaint, colon patient came to the chief complaint of sore throat and left groin pain. Period. Next slide. Objective colon patient said that he has sore throat for past several weeks. Is associated with mild snoring, and also he had left pelvic pain since he had sports injury. Here, next line, a review of system colon patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, vomiting. Here, next line, objective colon. HEENT examination. No arc over the period. Next line, neck is supple without any lymph node enlargement. The next line, heart examination has novel heart sound without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdominal examination is unremarkable. There is mild tenderness of the left groin soft tissue. The patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Period. Next patient. Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D, last name, M-A-H-M-E-D, date of birth is 02-01-1951, period examination date is 07-03-2025, then extensive complaint, colon patient, came today for annual physical exam. Also complaining of high fasting glucose. And hypercholesterolemia is upon blood test. Here, next line. Subject to colon. Patient came today with his son, taking that his fasting blood glucose is ranging from 140 to 170 milligram per day. And patient has continuous glucose monitor. Usually sugar high after meal. Here, next line patient has cataract surgery. Correction, patient has cataract both eyes and is being seen by ophthalmologist. Patient is going to have cataract surgery and once hemoglobin A1C is less than 7.0. Here, the next line. Laboratory reports are reviewed and patient has hypercholesterolemia and he advises on low fat diet. See the next line. Review of system, colon, patient diet. Excessive weight loss, weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, hearing problem, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, vocal thickness of the upper extremity, or snoring. Yes, next line. Traffic medical history. It's significant for numbness and tingling. He's on GABA 1500 milligram once a night time. The next patient has a history of diabetes and he's on glipizide 5 milligram tablet, one tablet twice a day. Comma. Aspartame, using a coding sliding scale. Comma. Lantus insulin, 25 units. Injection per day. Comma. And low carb diet. The next my patient has a history of hypertension and he's on ramipril 5 milligram once a day along with low salt diet. The next my patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and he's on rosuvastatin 5 milligram tablet once a day along with low fat diet. Here. Allergies, none to the next line. Recent surgical history, none to the next line. Family history not contributory to the next line. Parental care is reviewed to the next line. What's the history? Patient, this is his wife and son. Currently not working, period. Patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no stable doses are used. Exercise, period. Patient is going to start soon, period. Next line. Obstructive colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable, period. Next line, neck is supple without any parallel alignment or infernal alignment. Next line. Heart examination is normal, heart sounds without any murmur, period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness, the bowels are active. The next line, extremities has no capital in edema or tremors. The next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Good. Next line, had a long discussion with patient regarding treatment plan and all his questions answered to his satisfaction and verbalized full understanding. Period. Next question. Doctor AKHTAR, last name is Aziz, AZEEZ. Date of birth is 12-06-1944, period examination date 0703-2025, period next line. Chief complaint colon, patient came today. After accidental fall, calm head injury. Calm. Right side facial injury. Left forehead laceration. High blood glucose. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient came today with son, stating that he felt lightheaded and fell down, injuring his left side of his forehead, causing laceration. Patient did not pass out. He wasn't taken to the emergency room, and he had wound repair. And after that, a CT scan of the brain, which did not show any active bleeding. Patient was then sent home. Yes, now patient has no headache or lightheadedness. The patient also complained of high fasting blood glucose, and he is advised on checking blood sugar twice a day and keep a log. Also to cut down carbohydrates in the diet period. Next line. Objective colon. A correction. That's review of system. Colon. Patient denied. Devolution comma. Ear pain comma. Swallowing difficulty comma. Chest pain comma. Short of breath comma. Loss of consciousness comma. Nausea comma, vomiting comma, leg swelling or calf swelling comma, tremors comma, focal weakness of the upper extremities. Here, next line. The past medical history is significant for hypertension, and he's on enalapril 10 mg tablet, one tablet twice a day, along with the metoprolol 25 mg tablet, one tablet twice a day, along with low salt diet. The next line, patient has a history of diabetes and is on glipizide 5 mg tablet, one tablet twice a day. Now on metformin 1000 mg tablet, one tablet once a day. And generally 100 mg once a day, along with low carb diet period. Next time, patient has a history of hypertension and he's on enalapril 10 mg tablet, one tablet twice a day, and metoprolol 25 mg tablet, one tablet twice a day, along with low salt diet period. Next time, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and he's on the supostatin 10 mg tablet, one tablet a day, with low fat diet. The next kind of patient has a history of prostatic enlargement and he's on tamsulosin 0.4 mg tablet, one tablet daily period. Next line. Social history, patient lives with his son. He's currently retired. Period, patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no syphilis with drug use, and he's physically active here. Next line, objective colon. HENT examination reveals left side forehead laceration and the wound is closed. Sutures. There is no active bleeding or tenderness. Period. Next line. Make it supple without internal enlargement or lymph node enlargement. The next line, heart examination has normal outcomes without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any bleeding. The next line. Abdomen is soft, the thoracic tenderness and pulses are active. See the next slide. Extremities have no cap tenderness or edema or tremors. See the next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate. He uses walking cane. See the next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals tenderness of the section of the scalp without any excessive swelling. Here. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Good. Next slide. Had a long discussion with patient and his son. And all the questions are answered to the satisfaction of verbalized for understanding. Period. End of dictation.